You know those weeks that fly by, and before you know it, it's already mid-March, and you swear either some time-dimensional warp happened that sucked you in and made half of the days since January 1st just up and disappear? No? Is it just me that feels this way? You know what? I think it's a case of, analysis paralysis. Hi, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today on this podcast. So, the main reason why I'm feeling this way is because I tend to really focus on time passage by major events. I think most everyone does that, but I have this annoying tendency, like, for instance, to know that perhaps I have a show that requires more than a bit of preparation to get ready for, and regardless of how far out that show may be, there's always been on my part a lot of hesitation or procrastination. Now, I've gone in depth on this before. I attribute it to either very real burnout or maybe a general malaise that hovers over my creative output. This isn't new territory, and nor is it entirely avoidable, but at least not in my experience. Now, the key here is that I'm looking for is the one that unlocks any of the doors that can hold a person within the rooms of self-doubt that we've built. One part of me wonders if it's not this very moment that I should be drawing inspiration from. And indeed, a lot of my current creative efforts have gravitated back towards darker themes that incorporate loss, emptiness, some ethereal environments, and on the opposite, in some cases, more familiar and safer subject matters. How to make sure that no matter which direction the fulcrum in life decides to move towards, that I am still able to find it within me to push forward and believe in my own creations. Analysis paralysis is absolutely part, if not the entirety, of the problem for me. Now, the term analysis paralysis is pretty self-explanatory, but as all-encompassing as it is, it can also be intrinsically scrupulous and divisive in how it affects someone. In my case, I tend to get overwhelmed by too many options, leading to overcomplicating the decision at hand, and with that, the compulsion to want to do the perfect decision and holding off doing so until I've done enough quote-unquote research is almost always the next hurdle. Round that out with the unease of making what could be a wrong decision, and there's a perfect mix that blends into the paralysis. Any of the above sound familiar to you? More people go through that than you realize. Even the most seemingly successful individuals. So this is all great and dandy, but now that I'm more than aware that this is happening to me, what can I do about it? Well, thankfully, there are some steps that I've started doing that may be able to help anybody else out that's going through this. You can always opt to get counseling if you have the resources to do so, and by all means, do that. Making time to face these factors is important every step of the way, so make time in your day. And believe me, you'd be surprised how many times we chip away at our time that we have in our lives on the most pointless of things, Netflix. So, number one, decision making. This one comes down to a lot of variables, but at its base, at its core, I do this. I look at the choice I have to make, and I decide if it's a major or a minor one. Annoyingly, that can take longer than I'd like, but I force myself to dive in and use as much logic as I can to figure out where the outcome of that choice is going to go. Looking back is great. Just don't stare. Seriously, this one is probably the worst because it means I consistently review past efforts and mistakes. I have taken cathartic measures like blogging, vlogging, boxing, playing video games, reading, anything I can do to get my mind off of past things. Now, that's not to say you should not learn or understand new things from your past experiences. That's absolutely what you should do. But you can't dwell on them. The third one is perfection does not exist. Now, most people wait for this unattainable perfect moment to dive into anything from making videos to writing, you name it. I tend to blame the evolution of this on, dare I say, our dependency and addiction to the curated virtual self that we manicure for social media. It's taken me some time, but I've begun to realize that the more I make, the more I do toward that virtual impossible perfection, the better I'm going to get. It's a great inspirational goal to shoot for. Just understand that even if you achieve perfection in a song, in a work of illustration, or whatever else you designate as your ultimate output, you know, would you be able to do it consistently or every time? And even if you could, would you want it to go that way? I mean, we as humans thrive on challenge. We look for new and exciting stimulus. But we also can be insecure, full of failure fear, notoriously jealous, or even perhaps embarrassed about our humble starting efforts at anything. God forbid anyone else see us fail. The fact is that people will rarely remember all of the bad things, but they will be there to help you celebrate the good and the great things. You don't believe me? Look, go check out anybody on Instagram, like the lifestyle bloggers, or go ask any Twitch streamer. They know. You know, anybody that's ever tried to make it will tell you this. The fourth one, goals. I cannot overstate this enough. They are easy to lose sight of. They can seem so far away and even sometimes limiting. And they won't always be achieved easily. But you do need them. Goals. Short, long, alternate, and hopeful. They tend to run hand in hand with the wise Yoda words of do or do not, there is no try. Take the time to understand what you want to be. Yeah, it's cool to say you're a jack of all trades. Everyone wants to do video live streaming. They want to do art. They want to do sculpture. They want to have a massive Instagram following and have a life and make money and do everything under the sun and make so much money making, you know, while they're making and doing it. All the while, they're also trying to do everything from taxes to self-discovery and reflection. You know what? It is almost impossible to do it all and make them all good. Or, you know, never mind great. I had to realize that I had to get better at my goals before I watched them deflate and float by like a sad sinking inner tube on the stream of life. And the fifth one, this is probably the most important. It's all about you. So that seems easy to say, and it is, but it's harder. Let me explain. It's probably the hardest one to do because it's that way for the majority of people out there. You have to believe in yourself. Accept the flaws, the fears, the insecurities, the anxieties, the mistakes, and all of that. And then either figure out how to work with them, overcome them, or ignore them. Never have two sentences held so much utter impossibility than just right now. You know, or so it seems. Look, when it comes down to it, the incredible dichotomy of modern life is that we live in a day and age where more information, and by proxy, communication outreach, is available for us to learn how to fix the issues we encounter within and without ourselves. So at least we can begin to understand them. Now, I'm not saying to believe in everything on WebMD or anything crazy like that. I'm saying look at all of the good and bad that is out there and inside of you and decide which part of that you want to fulfill maybe or be a part of, and realize that so many others are in the exact same place that you are mentally and emotionally. Not one of us is perfect, and that's okay. It's more than okay. And when you take that knowledge and apply it to the very things that hold us back, you may find that you had the keys all along to set yourself free. So if there's anything to take from all of this, it's that we all go through this sort of thing. I have yet to meet anyone that doesn't. And that doesn't make you broken. It does mean you have room to grow and become the person that you want to be. Until next time, please support your local artists and businesses. Be kind to your fellow beings. Always take the path less traveled. We may live in times that are uncertain, but kindness, understanding, and belief in the good that is in most each and every one of us is what can bring about better days. Thank you so very much for listening. I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and I'll be back with more podcasts like this that can maybe hopefully bring a small smile or some inspiration into your life. Thanks again.